Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
That's the obnoxious Jonah Hill as the chief of staff to Meryl Streep's President of the United States. It's Leonardo DiCaprio as the Michigan State astronomer who discovers, along with Jennifer Lawrence, his astronomy grad student, this comet hurtling towards Earth. It is the sort of thing that killed the dinosaurs and would wipe out humanity. And the list goes on. Cate Blanchett is in this, Mark Rylance, Tyler Perry, Timothy Chalamet, Ron Perlman, Ariana Grande, and News Nation's own, I can't believe she didn't get top billing, Ashley Banfield. Hi, Ashley.
Top billing, yes, me and Leonardo DiCaprio, we did a movie together.
Well, that is now true. Of course, you're not a stranger to the big screen, right? You've been in movies before, haven't you?
I've done a few things here and there, and then I've done things like House of Cards and Breaking Bad, but it's not my first thing to do, though. I've got my day job.
Yeah, well, as a journalist and as a talk host on News Nation, and yet there you are playing the reporter who is sort of filling in some of the gaps and explaining things to us the way they often will. So you're one of the news reporters covering this story about the comet and the administration's handling of it.
Right, and mostly the polling that just keeps going up and up for the president, Meryl Streep, as she completely ignores the fact that we're all about to die.
And then this chant goes out, this meme of sorts of don't look up, hence the title of the movie. It's not only just don't look up at the comet, but don't even believe the scare tactics. She's in the middle of a midterm election. She's trying to win for her party, and they don't mention the parties. But so don't look also becomes a sort of a double entendre for don't believe the other side.
Right, right. And it's shocking, actually, how much it mirrors a lot of what's been going on in our own politics, with people so divided and so distrusting of the media and of the other side. I mean, it's a little frightening, actually, to see it all play out on the big screen.
And the science. And think about it. The science of COVID-19 is portrayed in this movie as the science of whether or not, if you look up in the sky, here comes a comet, it's going to kill you. And some people don't believe the science still.
Right, right. And, I think, Adam McKay is he's a really interesting filmmaker in that he will go between a movie like Vice and Step Brothers and have people equally intrigued and laughing. He's a great artist, and he's a very prescient and savvy writer as well. Yeah. And he's a great director. It was so much fun to work for him. He was absolutely enthralled with having a conversation about the news in the middle of a set when we had to get a scene done, which was just, I just thought it was really funny.
He also did The Big Short, and it has that sort of sensibility about it, too. And there were mixed reviews for Big Short, although the one review I was reading today of this movie, Don't Look Up, said that Big Short was just fantastic. The review I read of this movie was middling. They loved the star power. They said the person that got all of those people to be in the movie should get an award. But they thought some of the opportunity was wasted in this movie. I don't know how neutral you can be about this reviewing it, but what did you make of the movie, Ashley?
Well, it's weird. I love the movie because I got to see a movie in a theater, which for me is now such a treat. I loved The Big Short. It was one of my favorite movies, and I, kept saying I have to watch it 3 times in order to catch everything in
it.
I think one of the amazing things about this film, and I do think it's testament to Adam McKay, because he knows everybody and everybody wants to work with him. So when he calls up Leo and Meryl and Jennifer and Timothy and all of the other megawatt stars, they all just immediately said, sure, I don't even care what the part is. So you have these massive stars doing small parts.
Absolutely.
And it's astounding to see how many of these big stars were in this movie.
Sometimes in the same scene. I mean, a lot of times these stars will come and do their part, leave. This is my understanding. But for all of them to sort of be patient enough, cooperative enough, and film this thing together was kind of astounding to see on the screen at the same time. What was making the movie like? Did you guys make this under COVID restrictions then?
Yes, and it was brutal. I'm not going to lie. I don't think I would ever do it again.
Why?
It was just so oppressive. My scenes were just teensy tiny. I had two different scenes in two different locations on two different dates. One was December of last year, and one was January of this year. And for each of those scenes that lasted a nanosecond, I had to quarantine for 10 days in a hotel room by myself, not even allowed to go down to the lobby or use the gym or the laundry. I mean, it was really, really strict. And every time we left the hotel room to get tested, that was the only reason you were allowed to leave the hotel room, I had to double mask and wear a shield. And even when we went into full, you know, hair and makeup on the set, we still had to put the shield and the mask over top of this hair and makeup job. It was crazy. And also, I didn't see another celebrity the whole time I shot the movie because everybody was kept in isolation and separated. So even though there were all the trailers, I called it the trailer park because there were just all these, you know, trailers for all these massive celebrities. I never saw one. I never saw one person. I think during one costume fitting, Matthew Perry walked by me, but I didn't know it was him because he looked like a spaceman in his COVID costume. So it was just an unusual experience.
Yeah, boy, that's not how they normally make movies. I wonder if, I guess that's how the movie gets made. It's also protecting these mega stars from COVID as well as everybody else.
Well, it's protecting that whole crew, right? Yeah, because these, you know, if you think about the locations that they had locked down in Boston and the enormous support crew that it takes to put these, you know, to actually shoot these scenes. Tom Cruise was right when he screamed at a crew member for not wearing a mask properly.
Yeah, yeah.
It can shut down hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars of income for people. You know, the movie will shut down, and that is money lost. Locations booked and gone. People's jobs booked and gone. So it's serious business to try to pull these scenes off and keep the protocol in place.
I'm not going to say how the movie ends, of course. The comet's hurtling towards Earth, and you wonder if it's going to miss or if they'll find a way to deflect it. But I will say this about this cast of characters on the screen. About a third of the way through the movie, I found myself rooting for the comet.
Except you love Leo and Jennifer.
I do. I do.
Clever.
And you know, frankly, I thought Tyler Perry was perfect in that role. He pulled it off perfectly. I thought he and Kate Blanchett were fun on screen. Hey, is today your birthday, by the way?
Today is my birthday. You know what's weird, honestly, John? It's not only is it my birthday, it's my sister's birthday. We're born 5 years apart, which is the strangest thing to start with. It's also my anniversary, and it's my brother's anniversary. So it's a pretty big event in my family today.
It's also my first and only granddaughter's birthday.
Oh, happy birthday!
So this is
how exciting.
So shout out to all of you December 29ers out there. Happy birthday and good fortune to you all. Are you on TV tonight?
No, heavens no. Today is a day for lounging in warm weather in Florida with my mom.
Oh, nice, nice. Well, listen, congratulations on the movie. It's really fun to watch. You know, it's not a perfect movie. Do you also agree with me this? You said it's amazing how it mirrors our attitudes about COVID-19. I think it also says a lot about the January 6th insurrection and the validity of the election, the last presidential election.
I think there's about quadruple entendres going on in this movie.
There really
yeah.
are a lot of parallel lines. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Elif, what did you want to say?
Your name in the movie was something Hensfield. Was that on purpose? Because your last name's Banfield?
Dahlia Hensfield. You know, I didn't even ask Adam McKay why he chose to name me Dahlia Hensfield. I just went with it and thought it was fine. And, you know, the other person you should shout out to is Francine Maisler, who is the casting director in this. Boy, is she ever a titan of the industry. She's the one who really brought all these people together as well.
It's so true. What a fun movie. Hey, it's nice to talk to you, Ashley. It's always fun to watch you as well. Continued success in the new year, my friend.
Thank you so much, and happy new year to you guys.
And happy birthday to you, Ashley Banfield.